But in this all, when God calls that final voice, my people, come home. I'm coming for you. Be ready, my people. Be ready because I'm coming soon. Oh, my church, where are you? I don't see you very close. You're way apart, distant from me. You don't remember me.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. We're so glad you're with us in the living room. Father, we're just thankful for you. We're wanting you to be with us. And Lord, we want to come in compliance with you. Lord, we want to be holy. We want to be pure. We need your mighty touch. You know all the controls that are within us. We don't even know all those things. We pray, Lord, that you would touch us and readjust us and make us what you want us to be. And Lord, if there's anything within us that isn't pleasing, we pray you'd take it out. Change it, rearrange it, whatever pleases you. Thank you for touching our listener. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. Thank you for opening the word to us. Thank you for touching the prayers. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, starting in verse 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Then Psalm 121, a song of degrees. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Then Psalm 34, starting in verse 1, says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good, seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Father, thank you for delivering us out of our afflictions. Lord, you keep us. You keep our way, Lord, and we put our trust in you. We praise you, Lord. You are our Father. You're the one that we need. And Lord, we call upon you today because we need you in this service. We need you every moment, Lord God, but we pray especially now that you would touch us as we come before you, Lord, with thanksgiving and praise, Lord, and that you would touch Brother Freedom with your mighty anointing, Lord, that you would give him words from heaven and a mouth to speak them with clarity in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you would anoint him mightily from heaven. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Father, for your presence this day. Thank you for helping us to be a blessing to you. Thank you for helping us to be such people that are holy, that when you think about us, you just have a smile on your face and you're pleased with what's going on here. Thank you for your touch and your presence this day and in this place. Thank you for your anointing upon Brother Freedom and helping us to understand and hear what you want us to understand and hear. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we do praise you this wonderful day. Sure, this is your day that you have made. Let us be happy and be glad in it. Father, we need to give you praise every day. Every time we get a chance, we should praise you and thank you and consider what you've done for us. You've blessed us. You've made your face to shine upon us. Praise God, you are the Alpha Omega. You are everything that we have. And Father, help us this day to choose to do thy will. We need to just repeat that. We need to choose to do thy will, O Lord. Help us that we might be a blessing. Help us that we walk in victory. And we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. In 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. This land that we live in right now, America, and I think the whole world, needs healing. They need to be blessed. Everybody, we need to be blessed by the Lord our God. And I think that's in your plan, that when you made us, we'd go out and let our light shine individually and all together collectively for you. But somehow that message don't really get across. It's about what we can do for you. It takes us doing what you want us to do in you, by you. And man likes attention. Man likes to have praise. The Bible says that God is worthy of all praise, all honor. Lest I would become a castaway, as Apostle Paul said. And the Bible says also, and having done all, to stand. That standing means I'm right now in process of trying to learn to walk again. It's hard to keep this old body upright when we get out of kilter. And that's when we are a chosen vessel for God. We cannot do it, only our minds stayed in the Lord. If my people, which are called by the name, just think about how many churches, fellowships in this land are called by all different names. The first church, the fourth church, the fifth church, all these things. There were people put forth as a sign out to the world that they have the answer for what they're facing. That's what really a church is. We have the answers for your problems. Come to our church because we'll set you free. We'll do it. But rather, they should say what the Lord can do. That's why the early church did so good, because they had signs and wonders. They had the proof of the prison. They had the answer when the answer was given. The answer was already there. In ourselves, it's a haul from the human mind. It's what the human mind can think of, and then becomes a philosophy. It comes going to a psychiatrist. God is bigger than any psychiatrist. He's bigger than all those problems. He doesn't want us to go to psychiatrists. We get to that depth and we're in pretty bad shape. We really are. But I truly believe the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is in worse shape than it's ever been. They're out here Bible studies about the way the temple was made. And this young man would come to me and say, we're in Hebrews. I said, oh, I was really excited. He said, yeah, we're trying to learn what's the temple. I said, you're not learning what's for? No, we're learning what's constructed. Well, see, that's knowledge puffed up. When we get knowledge, it puffs up. It becomes a partner with you to shake a man. I'm a graduate from certain college. I'm a graduate from this college. But it's all been learned by man. We are to have common sense, which that is done in the Lord. But this is different when you put your whole faith into something other than God. And that's what the Lord's talking to Solomon. If my people, which are called my name, and I will heal their land. More America needs to be healed today. They need to be blessed. And because God's got the answer. We go to these shrinks, they call them. And they charge you so much an hour. And you come out best as bad off as when you started. But you can do the same thing in a church. You get just as much done going to a shrink. Because they have not the answer. They're advertising false advertisement. If you have a factory and you misrepresent a product, you're at fault. When failure comes, you mean even taken to court. We have this mortal being that we live in, this house. We are the temple of the living God, because everything you make, do with your hands, it's sometimes it's going to decease. But this that we don't see with the physical, it's going to be lasting. We look not for the things that are seen, but we look for the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, and the things that are not seen are eternal. No dictionary could get it any better. You know, God's Word, I found out, it's a dictionary to everything. All these Bible teachers get out here and voice all this stuff, and they just let God move, you'll know the answer. When you misrepresent something, say this is fact, but it's not fact, because in God's name, when you say God's name, that's by God. We can't say that, only through the Spirit. When the Spirit comes upon you, He lets you know things, and you still got to give God the credit, because you didn't know that, but you're with Him. He made all things as an answer to this world. In times of the old, it was talked about a lot of the same thing we do now. A lot of us, it was carnal. We're carnal now. We're carnal all the way through. The Bible says, he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. Blind. And it's universal, because one man hasn't got a gift like that. The human error is, unless it's by satanic. Now, satanic power has a power, but it's limited. God has got more power than anything you face. And if you don't go to those kind of places, you don't have to even test it. It's when these people get out here and start messing around in a false doctrine, something like that, that brings forth where the spirit world is, and when we have no business there unless God leads us in that way, it'll only be for an answer, for a deliverance, setting someone free. It's not there for the big heading that, oh, look what I'm doing. No, it's what God can do. We have the answer to every problem only through the tutorship of God's leading. This world is slowing down, not in the fact of a tremendous speed. It's getting tired. God talks about it. The Bible said it had been better to not known the way. If you depart from it, you're worse off than if you never knew the way. What I'm leading up to, when we voice an answer to something, we better know it's right on target. If my people were to call my name, so humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, that's the problem. We want to not be led by the direction of God. A lot of things that we call sin is not, it's what you think it is, it's stop following God. He that knoweth to do right and doeth not to him is sin. Until you know, it's not really sin until you find out. But the error comes, you're to change and follow straight on all the way. God sees the earth that's slowing down for one reason. God wants to call his children home. And he wants to send his son. I wanted to say yes because I had the answer right when someone said, well, I said, we'll be looking for Jesus coming, because I believe Jesus coming is very, very soon. It don't worry me what the skeptics say, because I know he's coming. And I'm looking for that day. And I believe if God give me a voice, I'm going to keep saying he's coming. I'm declaring to the whole world, like John the Baptist did Jesus that day, he was a voice set out to call for God. It was God's Son there. And God's Son was in there with John the Baptist at this hour. We're in a different dispensation. And when you go through the Bible, there's a whole lot of different dispensations. There was wars, and there was peace. All these come as segments of time. Everything we do, that's why we have to do it in God's order. God is not slack in his own self. Bible says a man is supposed to let his light so shine before men that they might see his good works and glorify his Father which art in heaven. When God's people will praise and keep his will, they're going to hear from heaven. Heaven has the answer for all things. It says all things consist of him. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are what the ways of death. Seek ye first his kingdom, and all these other things shall be added in you. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. So in the fact that we do a lot of praying, pretty soon you're going to reap a harvest of prayers that are answered, seeing things happen. Oh, how this happened? Oh, well, you just lucky for first. No, it's not luck. It's God. I've been praying about this. I know it's coming. You got a profession that no other person can have. You got a desire that no other person have unless they know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. You got a personal witness because you accepted His Son as a Savior that don't cost you anything, that He is there to make you ever faithful, make you ever whole. And then we step back there, we still can't confess Him. We don't want to seek Him, and we want to have our own plans. When God wants us to just accept Him as His Son, and He's going to provide for us if we'll do the will of God day by day. It's no big thing, but it's gigantic. Because every day you're proceeding in an area that God's called you to keep ministering to day by day. You're just like a generator, the old generator, that had segments of the commentator. Each time that cycle was stopped, it made a little more electricity. That's because it kept on making electricity. And we're the same. God's going to show you just day by day because we are so want to get the big head that God didn't stop us a little way. We go build a gigantic church. We do all these big things. And yet God hasn't really called us. I believe this. God works in the day-to-day. Yes, we're supposed to work for people's salvation, but there's also a continuance after salvation. And they should be, each angle should be thoroughly understood and realize it is the will of God. You just can't have one without the other. If you had an orchard out here, it just didn't come by the blooms. It comes by the weather on the blooms, sometimes rain, and then pretty soon that blooms, pretty soon, if time goes by, we're making up the growing, then it becomes a peach, an apple, because of the bloom. And even then, it don't stop then. Then it's got to get the right shade, the right temperature, the right nutrients in the ground to be successful, whatever it is. The same way we are. God made that cycle in the fruit. Come on, you know, we get so blind and got all out here in one big thing. No, it's God just completing the day. When we start coming as a child, we didn't know nothing. If we had godly parents, pretty soon, hopefully, we accepted Jesus Christ, our personal Savior, and from that day on, we started growing toward heaven. When we go at that angle, when you get 80, my age, you're ready to go see Jesus. Real simple. There's a continuation in that once saved being also, only once saved, you stay saved. You're staying saved. That's what it is. Completion. It gets to be so big of a thing that people put it in all one little, just this is this. No, the whole thing is a continuation of God. God's the only one that knows the answers for all of our problems. When we get this other way, we're doing it because of following our followers. We follow our leader. The leadership says we're this, but we go by that. But God's telling He wants to give us a new thing. And that new thing, we keep our connections with God faithful in Him. The Bible talks about a faithful servant. A faithful one that follows God. And that's all I'm trying to preach. We need to keep following God as a dear child. Our natural children, we don't divorce them when they get 15, 16. No, we unction them all the way through. And that's the same way we are spiritually. If my people which call by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn to the wicked ways, it says, then will I hear from heaven and I shall forgive their sins. It's a continuation of that. It's just a continuation. If my people would call my name to humble themselves, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and no honky-tonks in between. It's God, God, God all the way. I surrender all to God. He is my deliverer. He's my soon-coming King. And in that angle, you'll never miss Him because every day you stay connected to Him. You take that generator and cut one of those segments up, pretty soon it won't work. It's got too long a gap. That's what we do. We should be accosted with God. But in this all, when God calls that final voice, my people, come home. I'm coming for you. Be ready, my people. Be ready because I'm coming soon. Oh, my church, where are you? I don't see you very close. You're way far distant from me. You don't remember me. You don't remember those days when I blessed you and you blessed me, but now you've forgotten to bless me. And I'm longing for that hour when you will come back, my children. I'm longing for that day that you'll be ready. I'm looking for your heart that you might be changed by my great power. And I will give you an unction and function. I will give you the joy of the Lord. And I will keep thee through the hour of temptation. And I'll be with you. Oh, it's coming upon this whole world. Be not afraid, my children, because my eyes are open to my righteous. And I will keep them. Be not afraid. But remember, it's a continuance of your love toward me. And I say, if you continue loving me, I will bless thee. I will anoint thee. And I'll strengthen thee. And thou wilt not be afraid, because I, the Lord thy God, have kept thee. And I've chosen thee for a great inheritance that fades not away. The enemy can't rob it from you, because I didn't give it to him. I give it to you, my people. And I will bless you. Keep that promise, says the Spirit of God. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, Kabashita, Kabas. Oh, Kabashita. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Father. Still remember me. Thank you for this day, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's wonderful when the Lord takes over like you just did. Praise the Lord. We're glad you were here and you got to hear it. God bless you.